in a row for you guys? What do you like about what you've seen building with the group?
What's that? Sorry.
What do you like about what you've seen from this group kind of building the last few games and finding success?
Well, they're finding ways to get points. I'm not sure I was in love with our game tonight. I don't think we managed the puck as well as we could have. I think our goalie was a big part. The safety makes on Wilson at the start of the second was phenomenal. But maybe look, it's a one goal game, so he was a big part of it. But I did like the way we played after we made it 3-2 to be able to shut the game down, and they did that. So the special teams, the power play gets a big one for us. They give them credit in their PK, or the PP, they made a nice play there. But to get the lead and to be able to hold on to it, we're doing that now. Getting to the ice, so that's big for us too. But we're gaming them out there against some good teams. So it's we need it because a little bit of a gauntlet coming up here this month.
John, do you like the way you guys are maybe getting to the net a little bit more?
Actually, I do, but I think we're still passing. We had a couple of juicy rushes where we kind of pulled up. I thought we went and could have created a little bit more, but it's. Like I said, we're building. We're about 10 games in yet. We just got to find a way to get points. And, we played a playoff team like Washington, to be able to get two from them is good for us. And because I don't think they lost in regulation yet. So, I'm glad it was us.
John, what's going through your mind when you see Eric Chernak blocking an Ovechkin shot and then 15 seconds later turning around and blocking another one?
I'll tell you what, hockey games, right? It's somebody's got to do it. And it just takes so much courage to stand in there and eat those. Because he's not passing. So it's mano a mano in those situations. And it's pivotal for us. Courageous by him.
Coach, you get back-to-back wins over two pretty good hockey teams record-wise. What does that do for your confidence in your team?
Well, I don't think our confidence is shaken. I think just good execution. The first period, perfect example of just the lack of execution, and so we return the pucks over. But we slowly were fixing that as the game went on. But to be able to take points from, as I said, playoff teams is like good for us. And like I said, because we've got a gauntlet coming up.
No, every team needs to really make big saves a few times. Your guy does it a lot, obviously, in his career. That save by Wilson, for example, how much psychologically does that lift a team or,
well, it keeps you in games. And, we pick up the lead and then we tie it, and especially that was the first really early in the period, so you just don't want to be in positions to chase games, and he prevented us from doing that, and then we end up getting the lead. So it was because it would have been, what was the score at that time? Gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
I thought it was 1-0. I think you're down 1-0.
I think it was 1-0. I was still on that. Maybe a couple more scored by that point.
Yeah. No, because it was very start of the second, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because we scored right after that.
Yeah.
And that's the key. So it's 2-0. Now it comes 1-1, and it's all because of the timeliness of that save. And who knows what happens after that? But those are game changing when you make those kind of saves.
How much of a luxury is it to have a guy like Ryan McDonough when you have the PK, Hedman's in the box, and he goes the entire 2 minutes for you on that PK, then comes right back out on the next one?
Yeah, it was I tell you why, right? With these guys just being big in those big situations, but it felt like, Sorelli's a big killer for us. He took penalty, Kilmarn's a killer. He was in the box, and these guys that take penalties were in the box for us, and so other guys have to be minutes and consume more minutes than normal, and he's been doing that for many years for us.
So if you didn't want to pigeonhole Sorelli into like a shutdown center type guy, and we've seen kind of him evolve offensively over the couple of years. Just an example of it, you know, he's obviously playing on top line, he's scoring the power play goal there. How much have you seen him kind of grow in that respect?
Well, it's just time in the league and knowing what you can do, a little bit more experience, but also it's he's playing with some offensive players, you know, as of right now, and not that like the other guys weren't, but they would be, you know, have an ability to play against different lines. That was different because I was matching them against Ovechkin's line, so it was that's a big task. But he, a 200-foot guy, and it's, you love when those guys that check and play the whole ice get rewarded with points, and he's definitely deserved it. He's had a great start to the year.
Barry Boulay, he contributes to the goal in the 5-1-3. Radish makes a great pass to point to get the goal. Do you like the way these young guys are starting to kind of play their offensive games a little bit?
I do, because it's tough. You know, they don't play a ton of minutes, and they're just trying to find their way in the league. And you know, you want them to help, not hurt. And the guys are helping. And when you're doing that, it's, you know, just gives them confidence of, you know, how they can play in this league. And so it's great when they get rewarded as well.
It was Cal's first game of the season too. What did you think of his play tonight?
He didn't play a ton either, but he wasn't making mistakes. He was steady out there. That's what we expect from him.
It's Ruda day today.
Yeah, it's Ruda day.